As we get started here, just with a short little celebration talk of what Jesus has done for us and what we're celebrating today, I want you to get into your minds a moment in time where you've had just news to share. I'm talking like, not like the Detroit Lions just won the NFC North and this wonderful news. I'm talking bigger than that. I'm talking you just got engaged. You're pregnant with your first child. Like news, like it didn't really matter who was around you. You were going to share it. You were going to say it and spray it in a big way. And so I want you to get one of those moments of your life in your mind right now. Mine happened in 1986. I was in the fifth grade, and a school I went to was very close to my house, and we had open campus. And so I would run home at 11:25, and at my house there would be some type of lunch that was there for me. And my mom would usually make me a nice tuna fish sandwich, little chips on the side, a little pickle there. And I would sit down and I'd watch one of the greatest game shows ever invented, The Price is Right. And I loved it. I enjoyed it. And so I was anticipating this. It had been a long day of school. And I ran as fast as I could. And I got my tuna fish sandwich. And I sat down and I clicked the television on to channel 6. And what I saw was not Bob Barker. It was something else. It was a news program. And at first, I was a little disappointed. I'm like, why do they have the news on? What is happening? Well, then I got a little more interested in it because it was this big rocket ship that they were looking at, and it was about to blast off. The countdown got lower and lower and lower, and then it went into the air. And we know what happened. 70 seconds after takeoff, the Challenger exploded, and my eyes were about this big. And I finished up my sandwich, and I ran as fast as I could to school. Because my schoolmates needed to hear this. And I was the only one in fifth grade, I believed, at that moment, that knew this news. And so I began to tell people this news. And people said, no, that didn't happen. And I said, no, it did. I saw it with my own eyes. It was pretty tragic news, but it was news that was going to come out. It was big news for the world. It was big news for me in fifth grade. It was big news, and some of you remember that day. Here's the story of Jesus. We have big news. It's not tragic news, but it's something else. It's really big, big news. It's really, really good news. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 10, it says, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. And the first thing that we see attached to this statement is that that this statement is personal. I bring you good news. I want you to know this. I want you to understand this. I want you to hear this. I want you to see this. And what we celebrate at Christmas is good news that Jesus came to earth. This is a reminder to us that God's presence is always in our life, that Jesus came, he took on flesh, he was born, and he came to in human form for us. It's this incredible news. We're never alone. It doesn't matter what our heads tell us. It doesn't matter what we think. We are never alone because Jesus has come. And this wasn't just news for a small group of people. This was good news for all people. The scriptures tell us that part of the personal good news of Jesus is that he came to earth and that he promises that he's never going to leave us. Hebrews 13:5, it says this. It says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? This isn't a promise that just came about when Jesus came. This is an Old Testament promise, and you see this all the way through the scripture, that God was always present, that God always wanted to intervene and be a part of our lives. He always wanted to be with his people. And we get to experience this incredible good news that Jesus' birth is this constant reminder to the people of God that he doesn't leave us, that he came for us, that he didn't abandon us. that he didn't reject us, that he came back for us. I often think about Christmas, and I think about, you know, what are people experiencing at Christmas? We have, you know, many of you will go off after this, and you're going to have an incredible experience of maybe opening some gifts and some great snacks and all of the things that happen at Christmas. And yet there are other people who, at this time of year, I have to imagine that they remember the rejection they felt from somebody in their family or the abandonment of someone in their life. And yet the scriptures tell us that is not true for God, that our God never leaves us. He came for us, and we're reminded of that in the birth of Christ. In Isaiah, I'm going to read a passage out of the 42nd chapter, out of the Message. It says this: "But now God's message, the God who made you in the first place, Jacob, the one who got you started, Israel, don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. I've called your name. You're mine. When you're in over your head, I will be there with you. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end, because I am God, your personal God, the Holy of Israel, your Savior. I paid a huge price for you, all of Egypt, with riches, crush of Seba thrown in. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you. I'd sell off the whole world to get you back. Trade the creation just for you." I don't know where you're at in life. I don't know. But that should excite you a little bit. That should excite you that your God loved you that much, that he would sell everything, that he would give everything for you, that he wanted to have a relationship with you. And Jesus coming to earth, God in flesh, the incarnation that we celebrate at this time, is this moment in time to go, God loves us. God cares about us. One of the most famous passages in all of Scripture is found in John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." The entire reason for Christmas is the love of God. God loves you so much that he came to earth as a human so you could learn to trust him, to find forgiveness in him, to learn to love him back. And this is what the incarnation is. This is what God in the flesh is all about. God came so that he could experience and be a part of humanity, so he would understand and experience what we've experienced. And that's good news. God has given you and I as humans, as his premier part of creation, he's given us this ability to understand who he is. We are like nothing else in all of creation. My dog, it doesn't understand who God is. It barely understands when I tell it to get off the couch. It doesn't even understand what I'm saying. And yet we have the ability to know the creator of the world. This is what God did for us. One of the things that I'm always amazed by is creation. And I think you guys are probably too. It's a weird year for us. We don't have a lot of snow. This is just different. And many of you have probably talked about that. And maybe some of you are dreaming of snow tonight. And others are going, man, this is going to be the new Florida. This is going to be great, and buying real estate tomorrow. I don't know what you're doing in the midst of this. But what we do know in the midst of this is that all of creation cries out that there is a creator. And our creator likes variety. Our creator loves to create and to have a variety. You're going to have delicious flavors for the next couple of days in your mouths. You're going to have chocolate. And some of you are going to have roast beast. And some of you are going to have turkey. And some of you are going to have this. And some of you are going to have that. And it's all of this stuff. Like, what kind of God would create all of that variety for us? What kind of God would enjoy that? He enjoyed creating that for us. But it is for our enjoyment. Also, the scriptures tell us this in 1 Timothy 6:17. It says, God richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. God's provision is for us, and that is good news. But the better news in all of this, is God loves us, and he wants us to know him. God invaded the earth 2,000 years ago so that we could get a glimpse of his love for us. Since God created you and I, he knew the very best way to communicate with us. You know, for many of you, you can write a nice note and maybe a nice Christmas card or a hilarious Christmas letter of your family. Maybe that's your thing and that's what you do. And at the end of that, you say, what? I love you. I care about you. You know, to the person that you're sending, if it's a family member or somebody like that. Maybe some of you, you're away from home this holiday season and you're going to call mom up and say, Merry Christmas, I love you, right? You're going to communicate that. And that is good and you should do that. Don't forget to do that. But you know what's even better? Face to face. If you could surprise mom or dad and say to them, man, I love you. I care about you. And I came and I did this. Or maybe it's your children are coming home and they're going to say, man, Merry Christmas. I love you, mom. I love you, dad. There's something about face to face that is powerful. It's an incredible thing. And that's what our God did. He didn't send us a text. He didn't Snapchat us for you young girls out there. He could have done that, right? He could have Facebooked us. He could have put a commercial on Monday Night Football for us, all us guys who love football and said, man, I love you. And all that would be true. But he didn't do that. He came and said, man, I love you. Here's my son. Here's my son, and he's for you. He's going to take on flesh. Never before had he ever taken on flesh. Never before had he ever experienced that. And he took on this lowly position of being in the flesh. He's God Almighty, and he takes it on for you and I so that he can say this to you and to me, I love you. Every time that you open a gift and we celebrate, and we're going to celebrate, what are we celebrating? We're celebrating that God came and he said, I love you. When you rip that tape and rip into those packages and enjoy the provision that God is, what God is saying is, I love you. When we're eating all of our different foods that we enjoy, what are we doing? We're saying, man, we're celebrating that God loved us and he came for us. He didn't leave us. He came for us. That's the story of Christmas. That's the story that we enjoy. This personal God who came to us to say that he loves us. The greatest news of Christmas is that God loves us. He's for us. He's for all of humanity. And that God is with us. And so there's this incredible, incredible name given in the scripture, Emmanuel, God with us. The purpose of Christmas is to celebrate the beauty of our God's love. Let's pray. Father, we come. We're excited about Christmas. We're thankful for Christmas. It is something that was waited for by the prophets. It was thought about by Moses and David and all of them. They were all waiting for this moment in time where you would come, the Messiah, the anointed one would come, and we get to celebrate looking back to that and go, man, God loves us and he'll never leave us. He loved us so much that he sent his son to die on a cross for us. And that if we believe in him, we will never perish, but we'll have everlasting life with him. That is such good news. It's news that should dwell up in our hearts. And God, that's what I pray for my heart, is that that would be news that I would want to share with everyone. I would want to shout that on the mountaintops, that God, you are for us, that you love us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.